Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. 20 years ago today, a massive fire destroyed the Malden Mills factory in Lawrence. The workers there made Polartec, the winter apparel fabric. And it was in the depths of December 1995 that mill owner Aaron Feuerstein promised to keep his workers on the payroll as the factory was being rebuilt.
We're going to continue to operate here in Lawrence. We had our opportunity to run to the south many years ago, and we didn't do it then, and we're not going to do it now.
However, yesterday, Polartec LLC announced that it is going to do it now. It will close the factory and move operations to New Hampshire and Tennessee. The mill employed up to 300 workers and was one of the largest employers in the Merrimack Valley. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera joins us now with more. Mayor Rivera, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me, Meghna.
So first of all, what was your reaction when you heard that the Polartec mill was going to shut down?
Well, as you can imagine, you know, we generally, when these things happen, you're disappointed and you're saddened because this is things that are going to turn people's lives upside down. But in this case, it's specifically more disappointing for two reasons. One is because of the history of the place. You know, we as a community kind of came around it after the fire and, you know, kind of supported it and kept it in good stead because those manufacturing jobs became kind of the brand for Polartec, and we wanted to make sure that they stayed, and city, state, and local and federal government did their best to do what they could for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a month ago, so that it makes it that sad because of the history of it. But then, secondly, you know, we've been at this together for so long, and last month we caught wind that they were going to buy a place in Tennessee, and everybody kind of their radars, everybody's radar went up, so we talked to them about it, and they said, no, this is added capacity. This is going to be a net gain, not a loss. And for 30 days later to have them come and say, no, we're actually going to move, to me feels a little bit deceiving.
Right. Let me just jump in here because I want to make something clear that I didn't make clear earlier. The Feuerstein family owned the mill for three generations. But then later on, after the mill was rebuilt, they don't own it anymore. It was purchased by a private equity firm that was later renamed Polartec LLC. Aaron Feuerstein himself reacted pretty powerfully to the news of the move. He said it was disgraceful. He's, of course, long retired now. But I wonder, I mean, do you know what's going to happen to the employees that are working there?
No, you know, I mean, they're our first, you know, concern is that we make sure that they get through this in a real powerful way. I mean, frankly, for me, the conversation that these things are absolutely going, I'm not sure that we're 100% there. You know, we haven't talked to the CEO. Gary Smith hasn't made himself available. We hope that will happen sometime soon so that we can say, hey, how did we get here? And is this absolutely the only way out for this organization, for this business? And so that's the first line of defense. But at the end of the day, we got to make sure that, you know, the harm that this is going to cause is not so much that it really does turn people's lives upside down in a real way. But we're going to, you know, these guys gave up their retirement money with the first bankruptcy to make sure that the company could be solvent. And, you know, they don't have that today. And so we got to make sure these guys, people who've been there 23, 25 years, that they have a place that you know, that some of them are at the end of their work life, that they actually have a retirement plan.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Rivera, I want to ask you more broadly what this means for Lawrence. And in order to do so, let me just play a piece of tape for you from Governor Baker. He was asked about Polartec's announcement today in a press conference, and here is what the governor said.
Manufacturing in Massachusetts is an important industry, but we can't just say that. We actually have to do things to make it possible for manufacturing to compete here.
And Mayor Rivera, in addition to that, I mean, Polartec said that one of its reasons to move from Lawrence is that even at peak capacity, they were only using roughly 25% of the space and capacity at the mill there, and that so therefore being there wasn't cost effective for them. I'm wondering if this represents kind of a missed opportunity for Lawrence. Was there more that the city could have done to make it attractive for Polartec to stay there and for the other 75% of the mill to be used, if not by Polartec, then by someone else?
No, I think that's a really good question. And what's frustrating for me is that I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure that we didn't get an opportunity to have that discussion with them. We would have done a TIF. You know, we would have helped them. You know, we're an entrepreneurial administration, so we would have helped them try to beat the bushes for some other contracts, help them beat the bushes to get some tenants in there.
Mayor, Mr. Mayor, by TIF you mean
Oh, a tax incentive plan.
Tax incentives. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And so, you know, it's tax incentive financing, but it's a plan that you do so you can, over time, people pay gradually a little bit more in taxes for investments today. And so, you know, we could have done a slew of things, but, you know, this is one of the frustrating parts. When they wanted to talk about how do they better use some of the oil they had, because there were state restrictions on how they could use that, they brought us into the room and they said, hey, can you guys help us with this? City government, state government, federal government, how can you help us with this? You know, when they were going after federal contracts, hey, can you guys do letters of support and what this stuff means? They brought us into the conversation. In this instance, it's the first time this has happened. And again, why people are kind of concerned, upset, and kind of taken aback. No conversation was had.
Well, do you wonder if there's another, if there's another business in Lawrence that could head down the same direction that maybe you could avoid this outcome?
Are you saying that there might be somebody else in the same situation?
I mean, yeah, like how do you avoid this from happening again?
Well, what we do every day is we make sure that people know that Lawrence is a place where you can do business and we have a great workforce. But honestly, unless private industry is willing to have those conversations with the public, with government, it's really hard for us to head those off at the pass.
Yeah.
But more importantly, what we're doing is ensuring that our workforce is well-trained, that our taxes stay low, and that people know that it's safe to come and work and live in Lawrence.
That's Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera speaking to us about the fact that PolarTech LLC is leaving the city of Lawrence and heading to New Hampshire and Tennessee. 300 jobs possibly lost there in Lawrence. Mayor Rivera, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There's more of the show in just a moment. This is Radio Boston.